reading here where we sold our Portland Road home. This must have been after the fire, for certainly, 1960.
Were you married when you were Bernadette?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes, we Pat and Lo. Pat was about seven, 1944, whatever Pat is now. But I remember Lo and Pat set us dinner after Christmas, Santa had been, of course, at that age. And Pat had a, what she used to call a bunny rabbit thing. It was about that high. And it was all fluffy, you know. And that was her, one of her gifts, it was her Christmas stocking. And Lo had the doll. And that's the only thing that they took with them. Rachel was, but our son, Rachel. They had the milk round at the time, he and Tom. They kept the cows over in another paddock. And they sold them, they had the milk round for the town. And Ray bundled us all into the float, down the way fighting fires, and Ray takes us away from the fires. It began the other direction, you see. But it came roaring down the railway line out here at Portland Road. And we could see it, we knew it was coming, and Ray got us all bundled into the float, and we went down right down here to the cutting, you know, down here to Digby Road. And we stood up on the top there, on that high path, and we watched the house go. And Dad had a haystack. But once you had sowed something, it was going to be feed for the cows anyway. What was it? Wheat, oats?
Yeah.
Oats would be those days, wouldn't it? Yeah. And he had a stack. And we saw that stack go up. And first one we saw was Fife's. They, you know, old Maury Fife's, they lived over near the abattoirs over there now. And they had quite a new house. And we saw their house got set so funny. They had pine trees all around, and the fire started in their what do you call it, the spouting. It went all right round the top of the house. I said, oh God, look at the fire. And there it was. It went right around the top of the house first. We could see it from the cutting, you see. Away went their house, and we knew ours wouldn't be long. You couldn't do anything, you see, because you can't fight fire.
What
year was that? That was in the 40s. That was 44.
44.
We buried Dad on the Monday, my dad, O'Connor. And personnel, we were buried out on the Friday.
What month was that, ma'am?
That was January.
January 1944. That was the Friday.
Yes, Friday. It was the 13th. That's where it was said, was the unlucky day.
So what did you get left with after the fire?
We didn't have anything left but the chimney. And we had an iron kettle at the time, and flat irons, you know, way back. And the old flat irons were still there, and what was left of the stove, wasn't it? We had a wood stove, and we had these flat irons, no electricity out there even then. It did come later, didn't it?
Well, must have been pretty disheartened.
How disheartening.
What, did you cry for a week or something? Oh, you
feel like? Well, I don't know, you felt like there was a lump of lead in there.
You just had to start again.
You knew you had your family there depending on you, and you just had to pull yourself together.
Did you rebuild a house or move to another place?
I'll tell you what, we moved into a little place, and you'd have thought you were going into the army or something. We moved into this only place. There were only two places, and Blair's dad's sister, you see, they were burnt out the same time opposite us. And they got in before us, and they got this big place that they had, the coffee shop used to be first down near the railways, you know. They rented that. There were only about two places available at the time we got around to it. And we got this little place out near
Scoresby Street.
And we got the Red Cross came to the aid of us all, everybody, not only us, all others. Because you hadn't had anything, not a thing, you know, not a bed or anything.
All the children were still at home, were they?
Yes, they had the whole eight of them. Yes, Pat was only seven. And all home. And they brought us these, anything in emergency. You know the old iron beds? You fold the legs back, like that. And sort of straw mattresses and that. And grey blankets. But they were good, they were clean, or in fact they were new, real new blankets the Red Cross kept for emergency. It's what you call a real emergency, you see. It's not only us, but we were happened to be bad luck of it. And anyway, all this army stuff came, and we had the beds in this little house. They were lined up like this, the boys, Ray and Brian. Oh, totally on a norm. I don't know where we put it. I know, well, Sister Stell took a couple of them. And Julie Bredner, she took, John used to be friends with Ry and them. You know, she took Ry and gave them Tom, gave them a bed. Oh, it was, well, it was hell let loose. It really was. Because it just swept everything right from beneath the feet.